Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
Guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Don't get that excited. It's just the Ray. No, I can't say that. It's the Ray Lucia program. Glad to have you on board this hour of Money Power. Got a lot of stuff on a docket today. Six Things I Learned from Big Mistakes. It's a book called Big Mistakes, The Best Investors and Their Worst Investments. You might be surprised, by the way, that people like Buffett, even Mark Twain, screwed up. Even Ray Lucia screwed up their investments from time to time. Yeah, I'll fess up, too. We'll see if I get to that. If you forgot to withdraw from your retirement account, somebody asked me about this over the weekend, so I thought I'd cover it today, how to avoid the penalty if you're age 70 and a half and you didn't get your required minimum distribution out. I'll get a chance to discuss that a little bit later. But I start today with a story that was told by Morgan Housel, who's, by the way, probably the best writer, financial writer, I've ever seen. And he tells a story about investor behavior. Right up the alley of this program, because we try to avoid the tools and techniques of becoming rich beyond your imagination in the stock market, because there is just no way to do it consistently. And that has been proven. But when it comes to money, psychology and investor behavior is really what drives success. So allow me, if I may, to quote from Morgan Housel. I've read this story before. I don't know if Morgan wrote it, but it's a fascinating tale that I'd love to share with you, so I will. Here's what he wrote. Grace Groner was orphaned at age 12. She never married. She never had kids. She never drove a car. She lived most of her life alone in a one-bedroom house and worked her whole career as a secretary. She was, by all accounts, a lovely lady, but she lived a humble and quiet life. That made the $7 million she left to charity after her death in 2010 at age 100 all the more confusing. People who knew her asked, where did Grace get all the money? We all have stories like this, but this one fascinated me. There was no secret. There was no inheritance. Grace took humble savings from a meager salary and enjoyed 80 years of hands-off compounding in the stock market. That was it. $7 million. She just lived a very humble life, put money in the market, and didn't touch it. Now, weeks after Grace died, an unrelated investing story hit the news. Richard Fuscone, I remember this story. I don't remember the Gray story, but I remember this one. He was the vice chairman of Merrill Lynch's Latin America division. He declared personal bankruptcy, fighting off foreclosure on two homes, one of which was nearly 20,000 square feet and had a $66,000 per month mortgage. Fuscone was the opposite of Grace. He was educated at Harvard and University of Chicago. He became so successful in the investment industry that he retired in his 40s to pursue personal and charitable interests. But heavy borrowing and illiquid investments did him in. The same year Grace Goner left a veritable fortune to charity, Richard stood before a bankruptcy judge and declared, quote, "I have been devastated by the financial crisis. The only source of liquidity is what my wife is able to sell in terms of personal furnishings." Now, this story is not necessarily to tell you y'all to be like Grace and nobody be like Richard. It's to point out that there's no other field where these stories are even possible, according to Morgan Housel. He goes on, in what other field does someone with no education, no relevant experience, no resources, no connections with vastly outperforming someone with the best education, the most relevant experiences, the best resources, and the best connections? There'll never be a story of a Grace Groner performing heart surgery better than a Harvard-trained cardiologist, or build a faster chip than Apple's engineers. It's unthinkable. But these stories do happen in investing. Folks, that's because investing is not the study of finance, as much as we might think that it is. It's the study of how people behave with their money. And behavior is hard to teach, even to really smart people. In fact, perhaps more difficult the smarter they are. It's like religion. Very, very hard to teach religion to a genius because the genius seems to think he knows more than a religious belief that is based on trust. Same is true with investing. You can't sum up behavior with formulas to memorize or somehow spreadsheet model out those formulas to success. I mean, on Excel, I'm a trillionaire. Behavior is inborn. It varies by person. It's hard to measure. It changes over time, and people are prone to deny its existence, especially when describing themselves. Grace and Richard show that managing money isn't necessarily about what you know. It's about how you behave. Unfortunately, that's not how finance is typically taught or discussed. Perhaps in my retired years, I may go back to the classroom. You know, I was a school teacher once upon a time, and I'm not quite ready to totally retire and donate my time to my local schools or church groups or whatever. Maybe in a few years. Because the finance industry talks too darn much about what to do and not enough about what happens in your head when you try to do it. So I thought that we would focus today a little bit on investor behavior and also learn from the mistakes of others. Yes, even guys like Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger have made enormous investing mistakes. In fact, mistakes are part of what makes you a very good investor because it teaches you lessons that perhaps you don't want to repeat. Have I made them? You better believe I have. And I beat myself up over them all the time. But has it made me a better investor? You bet it has. Has it made me a better person? Absolutely. Because you get humbled. Sometimes our ego runs away with ourselves. especially those of us that were, you know, born and bred in this industry. It's hard. It's hard not to get egotistically involved, especially in these bull markets where stocks go up and up and up. Because in one instance, if let's say you're more diversified than the Standard & Poor's 500, you're underperforming the market. And your clients beat you up. Hey, Ray, how come you only did 12% last year and the market did 15%? Well, it's because, you know, we have 10% committed to emerging markets and 20% committed to the international markets. And frankly, compared to the domestic market, they sucked. Well, Ray, why did you do that? Well, because I'm an idiot. Because I can't portend what's going to happen into the future. And sometimes the international markets do better than the domestic markets. And the emerging markets got the best long-term performance of any of them. She looks so good now. But you may go through a cycle of 5 or 10 years where you underperform. Perhaps what you ought to do is take a lesson from Grace Groner. And instead of beating me up or beating up your money manager and nitpicking every tenth of a percent, why don't you just do what Grace did? Just let it ride. And keep your emotions out of it. The psychology of money. Investment success is more about behavior than tactics. We'll be back. This is the Ray Lucia Show. That was the, is that the Buckinghams? I think so, yeah. All right, stick around, folks. It's the Ray Program. Don't go away.
Attention, are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home. There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Yo.
Welcome back, folks. This is the Ray Lucia Program, bringing you the best in money information. Glad to have you on board. Talking about behavior today, it's really the most important thing that I've learned in my 40-plus years of having done all this stuff. And it's probably the most important thing I can share with you as a viewer slash listener of this program. We are anchored to our own history bias. Something else Morgan wrote about. You know, I was born in 1950. Think about that for a moment, if you will. The stock market, by the time I was a teenager, say age 13, went nowhere. If you're just looking at the index itself, Standard & Poor's 500 or whatever, the Dow, went nowhere until I was like 30 years old. My kids, on the other hand, who were born in the 70s, from the time they were 13, 14, 15 years old until the time that they were 30, they saw the stock market go up tenfold. Do you think we had a little different approach to the risk in the stock market? Do you think I might have grown up a tad more conservative than them? You would think so. So our history has a lot to do with the attitudes that we develop, and this is why it's so critically important that you establish an investing behavior that is grounded in reality. Because even though the stock market went nowhere for me in my teens and 20s, by the time I had any money to invest, the stock market was literally on fire. Just think about what happened from, say, you know, 1980 to the year 2000, that 20-year period of time. It was pretty unbelievable. In fact, it encompassed the longest bull market in history. We are near now in the second longest, and my suspicion is this one will ultimately be the longest. But one other thing I picked up from Morgan Housel, and incidentally, if you want to read this, it's very long. It's called The Psychology of Money, and I believe it was written on June 1st, 2018, so it's not that ancient at this point. It's still fairly new stuff. But he is an absolutely brilliant writer. I think he now writes for the Collaborative Fund. He used to be at Motley Fool, I believe, because I've been reading him for years. But he wrote this too, underappreciating the power of compounding, driven by the tendency to intuitively think about exponential growth in linear terms. All right, that sounds like a mouthful, which it is, but let me see if I can make it simple for you. Based on what he said here. For example, IBM made a 3.5 megabyte hard drive in the 1950s. By the 1960s, things were moving into a few dozen megabytes. By the 1970s, IBM's Winchester drive held 70 megabytes. Then drives got exponentially smaller in size with more storage. A typical PC in the early 1990s held 200 to 500 megabytes. And then, wham, things exploded. In 1999, Apple's iMac comes with a 6 gigabyte hard drive. In 2003, 120 gigs on the Power Mac. In 2006, 250 gigs on the new iMac. In 2011, the first 4 terabyte hard drive. 2017, 60 terabyte hard drives. Now put it all together. From 1950 to 1990, we gained 296 megabytes. From 1990 through today, we gained 60 million megabytes. Compounding. So when we talk about things on this program like longevity and life expectancy and so forth, understand that this same kind of a formula exists. Now, I don't know if the human body in any way resembles a megabyte or a terabyte, but I think you have to agree with me that if individuals are routinely today living well into their 90s, which a married couple certainly is, I believe it's a 40 or a 50% chance that one will make it to 90, and an almost 30% chance that one will ultimately make it to just before age 100, 97, 98. And if you're 60 years old, what's it going to look like 30, 40 years from now? My suspicion is a 60-year-old, 30 or 40 years from now, there will be a much higher likelihood that individuals will make it beyond the age of 100. So the whole idea of a 20-year retirement may be useless from a planning standpoint because you may have 20 years beyond that. The magic of compounding in many different ways. And then he goes on to discuss an appeal to academia in a field that is governed by not clean rules, but loose and unpredictable trends. Once again, a mouthful, but compelling. Harry Markowitz, whom I know and have had lunch with, lives down the street from where I'm broadcasting, as a matter of fact, at least used to, won the Nobel Prize in Economics for creating formulas that tell you exactly how much of your portfolio should be in stocks versus bonds, depending on your ideal level of risk. But, and I remember this, the Wall Street Journal interviewed him a couple years ago. And despite the fact that he is the father of asset allocation, here's how he replied when asked how he invested his own money. Quote, "I visualized my grief if the stock market went way up and I wasn't in it, or if it went way down and I was completely in it. My intention was to minimize my future regret, so I split my contributions 50-50 between bonds and equities." You see, there are a lot of things in academic finance that are technically right, but fail to describe how we might react in the real world. Investing is more of a real-world behavioral exercise. It's not an academic exercise. And you know, in this program, I quote academic studies all the time, which are done on spreadsheets and so forth. And as I mentioned before, if everything worked like a spreadsheet, I'd be a trillionaire. But it doesn't, because in real life, history doesn't repeat itself. In real life, investors do the wrong things at the wrong times for the wrong reasons because behavior drives our investment returns. When we come back from the break, I will once again prove that and also get into Michael Batnick's new book, Big Mistakes, The Best Investors and Their Worst Investments. All right, stick around. This is the one talk show in America you must tune into. You just might learn something. You might learn how to manage your own behavior and become a more successful investor and turn off the 24-hour news hotlines on how you might get rich by timing the market or investing in the next whiz-bang strategy. We'll be back.
I'm KFC's
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities strategies in simple to understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back. Hello, I love you. And thank you so much for tuning in to the Radio Chia program, where we bring you the best in money information. If you want to email me, go to RayLucia.com, click on the Ask Ray button. I got a few emails in that I'll get to momentarily, but first, I wanted to talk a little bit about why investors, in fact, do the wrong things at the wrong time for the wrong reasons. People criticize me all the time. They say, I don't do that. I don't do what you say. Yeah, you do. Come on, fess up. So the Investment Company Institute's got a graphic that I happen to be looking at right now, but you can kind of visualize it along with me. You can see, you know, the markets on the so-called blue line going down, then up, and then down, and then up, and then down, and then up. It's like an EKG, right? Because that's the way the markets work. They're up and down. They're volatile on a year-by-year basis, starting in 2000, where they went down a lot, and then, you know, they went down again in 2002. And then they have, like, an orange line. And what's amazing is the orange line represents the inflows versus the outflows. In other words, people either putting money into the market or pulling money out of the market. And they track almost identically. When the market's going down, people are yanking money out of the market. When the market's going up, investors are putting more money into the market. Almost identical. It's really amazing in 2008 to 2009, where the market went down, you know, some 40, 50%. You will see outflows at the same pace as the market decline. Perhaps the worst possible time to be taking money out, because, as you know, subsequent to that, the market went straight up, and you see more and more people putting money into the market. In fact, they over put in because the market then went down momentarily and then went back up and then down and then up. And just like the EKG, we as investors follow the markets with our investment dollars almost to the letter. And that is proven out in performance. As we have discussed on this program before, Dalbar has studied performance for many, many, many years. The most recent one I can get my hands on, and there are more recent ones, but you got to buy them. But they looked at the Standard & Poor's 500 Index from 1994 to 2013. And it produced returns of about 9.5%. The average stock fund investor, however, had returns just under 5%. So gave up about 45% or so of their returns by doing the wrong things at the wrong time for the wrong reasons. In other words, all you needed to do was hang on for that 20-year period, and you'd have doubled your money almost every 7 years. Instead, you doubled your money every 13, 14 years. That's significant. Do the math. Take $100,000 and double it every 7 years. And then double it every, you know, 13 years. And see how you do. See how much money you have left over at the end of 20 years. And in 21 years, at 7%, you double, what, three times? So $100,000 turned into $200,000. Which turned into $400,000, which turned into $800,000, if you did nothing. Now, I know how hard it is. And by the way, bonds are even worse. Bond investors are even worse. The Barclays U.S. Aggregate Bond Index, during that same time period, generated about 5.75%, yet the average bond investor earned less than 1%. You don't think that's devastating to your portfolio Inflation during the same time period is about 2.25%. So a bond investor earned about, I don't know, 0.75%, paid tax on that 0.75%, which put him down to about 0.5% rate of return, while inflation was 2.25%. So inflation was like 400% higher than what a bond investor earned. Unbelievable, yet true. Okay, now getting on to this book, Big Mistakes, The Best Investors and Their Worst Investments. It came out just the other day. Here are a couple of things as outlined by Ben Carlson just the other day as well. Some of the things that he learned from the book. I haven't gotten it yet. I'm going to go out and buy it today, hopefully. Success in one avenue of life doesn't automatically translate into success in the markets. I know this well. Way back in the 80s, I was a pretty successful individual in the investment and financial planning business. So I woke up one day and said, well, geez, real estate is like an investment. So maybe I should, you know, buy a real estate brokerage operation, because the same people that invest their money buy houses and investment property, and that would be complementary. This was after I already tried the property and casualty business, because I figured, well, that's similar to the life insurance and investment business. So I tried that for a very short period of time and found that not to necessarily be compatible. So I've experienced this myself. Here's what the book points out. Mark Twain is perhaps one of the greatest writers who ever walked the earth. This greatness may have made him one of the worst investors to ever walk the earth as well. The number of schemes and failed businesses Twain invested in would make a professional athlete blush, he says. And not only was he terrible at choosing what to put his money in, he also passed on one of the greatest inventions of all time. He wasted $42,000. This is Mark Twain, the Mark Twain. He wasted $42,000 on an engraving process called kaolotype that was supposed to revolutionize illustrations, but it didn't. But then decided to pass on Alexander Graham Bell's telephone, something that today almost every man, woman, and teenager carry in their hip pocket or in their purse or whatever, a telephone. Even Benjamin Graham got slaughtered during the Great Depression. Now, Graham, for those that don't know, is literally the father of value investing. He was Warren Buffett's mentor and the author of the greatest and or most read investment book ever written. By all accounts, a pioneer in the world of fundamental investing. He wrote about techniques investors now take for granted. And he performed analysis on company fundamentals before we even had the internet or computers or anything. I mean, Buffett's 85, whatever, years old. So to be Buffett's mentor, you got to be ancient. This was back in the 1930s. But in 1930 itself, thinking the worst was over after the 29 crash, Graham went all in and then some. He used margin to leverage what he thought would be terrific returns. But as everybody knows, the worst was not over. And when the Dow collapsed, Graham had his worst year ever, losing 50%. He personally was wiped out in the crash. Having ducked the 1929 cataclysm, he was enticed back in the market before the final bottom in the 4 years from 1929 to the bottom in 1932. Graham then lost 70%. So the man who introduced millions of investors to the term margin of safety forgot to leave himself one in the worst market crash in history. it goes on, because in this book, Michael Batnick profiles some of the worst investments, some of the world's greatest investors, guys like Druckenmiller, Keynes, Livermore, Steinhardt. He even talks about Charlie Munger, who lost 31.9% in 73 versus 13% for the Dow, and another 31.5% in 74 compared to a minus 23% for the Dow. This is Charlie Munger, Warren Buffett's partner. The difference is Munger actually expects to lose money on occasion, and he builds it into his investment process, and that's what we all need to do. It's all about behavior, folks. All about behavior. Your emails coming up next right here on The Real Lucia Show.
Does your water stain and...
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Of this program, just simply magical. Ho, 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 it's Christmas time. Hey, I've got to get to some of these emails. Got a bunch in. We start with Steve. Ray, love the show. I want to buy a home. I've heard you talk about how to use your IRA or 401k to help. Can you explain? Well, there's a lengthy explanation. Let me see if I can get to this as quickly and simply as possible. First off, IRAs. If it's a first-time home purchase, Steve, you can use up to $10,000 of your IRA and not have to report it for penalty purposes. You still have to pay income taxes. But that's not that big of a deal because you buy a home, even if you buy a home right now with a mortgage and points and all that stuff, you'll probably get write-offs of $10,000, depending on your standard deductions and so forth. And if you're married, both you and your wife can use up to $10,000, so there's a down payment. As far as a 401k, you can borrow up to 50% of your vested interest from a 401k. So if you have, you know, $70,000 in your 401k, you can borrow $35,000 out. Got to pay it back over 5 years. Sometimes you can get up to 15 years or more, depending on your 401k administrator. Again, if you and your wife both have 401ks, you can do that. Now, I've also talked about how individuals can buy up, get a bigger home, and if they're worried about the increased mortgage payments and so forth, they could take their IRA in particular and do what is called a 72T election if they're under the age of 59 and a half. That's tantamount to taking what are called substantially equal payments over your life expectancy and being able to tap into your IRA once again without penalties using potentially whatever deductions you might get from the home or investment property to offset the extra income that you have to report, but not the penalties. So, Steve, please email me your specific details, and I can give you a better response. But those are the things that I've discussed. I'm sure I've discussed many others. But those are the most salient points from using your retirement funds to be able to buy a home. I've also discussed with our mortgage professional, loan financial planner, Steve Allidort, how you might be able to bolster your ability to qualify for a mortgage by accessing those retirement funds. It's a little more sophisticated. That's why I say if you give me the, you know, the detail, then I'll be able to address it more specifically for you, which I'll be happy to do. All right, Joseph, I'm a small business owner and need to set up a retirement account. My wife just got a really good job. Should we both max out 401ks, or is there a better strategy? Once again, I wish I had more data. I don't know how old you are. I mean, I'll tell you, if you're in your 50s, Joseph, I'll tell you what I think I might recommend you do. Your wife now has a really good job. other than a matching contribution, have her take advantage of the match, but then stop. Have her take advantage of the free money, then stop. You, on the other hand, incorporate your business, probably as a subchapter S corporation. Take a reasonable salary to none at all, depending on how long you've been in business, and maximum fund some kind of a defined benefit pension plan or cash balance plan, which is the popular phraseology for them today. Now, if you've got a bunch of employees that are older than you, this may not work, but it still may. You'll need to get advice from a top-notch financial dude or dudette, perhaps pension consultant, retirement plan attorney, that sort of thing. But in my vision, I see a wife who's got a really good job, who probably didn't have such a good job before, who now can contribute a lot more to the household expenditures. And to the extent that there's no company matching contribution, I would avoid putting any money into the 401k plan. I know that sounds sacrilegious, but if you really are going to stay married, or you live in a community property where it's 50-50 anyway, then you could set up a maximum funded retirement plan through a corporate account and avoid having to pay the Social Security tax on the first 130 grand you make. So let's say that, you know, between the two of you, you were going to both max out. Well, maxing out could be almost $50,000 a year. $50,000 in 401k contributions still ends up costing you about $7,500 in FICA, depending on your income. If all $50,000 of that came from you, you would be saving that $7,500 in FICA Medicare. That's $7,500 of free money. Now, as I said, she should take advantage of the free money that she gets if there's a company matching contribution. However, she may not qualify for a match in the first year of her employment. So my suspicion is the best thing to do is for you to get the retirement plan going, incorporate your business, set up a corporate qualified plan that maxes out your contribution from a qualified plan that is employer-sponsored, employer, not with employee contributions. Remember, employee deferrals, like 401k deferrals, that $18,000 or $20,000, whatever, $4,000 that you're putting in, is all subject to FICA, Social Security, and Medicare tax, or self-employment tax in your case, which is 15.3%. You save all of that through a corporate qualified plan. Find yourself a really good advisor or advisory team, I think is what's required in this example. CPA, hopefully yours. If they understand it, they'd be a good one to have in the team, on the team. Tax attorney or pension consultant, pension administration company, and maybe a certified financial planner or a financial advisor with whom you have a lot of trust. Thanks for the emails. Steve and Joseph, others have to get to you another hour. Now go out and make it a fabulous day, folks. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.